Thank you very much. Madam Chair, I'm Juan Ignacio Perez Bello, Senior Human Rights Advisor at the International Disability Alliance. I deliver this statement on behalf of the organization, which is a network of 8 global and 6 regional organizations of persons with disabilities. The International Disability Alliance welcomes the adoption of General Recommendation number 40 on the equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems and congratulates and thanks this CEDAW committee for its achievement. I am thankful for the many explicit references to women with disabilities and disability in the General Recommendation, including on legal capacity for political participation, sexual and reproductive rights, inclusive education, and care and support systems. AIDA also welcomes the strong intersectional approach adopted. Paragraph 28 reads, and I quote, "All aspects of the current general recommendation should be interpreted with an intersectional framework." End of quote. The committee importantly recommends states to develop and integrate an intersectional gender perspective in all areas and levels of decision making based on the collection and analysis of intersectional data on women in all their diversity." End of quote. AIDA believes that this comprehensive guidance will contribute to ensure that women with disabilities do not remain overlooked, fairly benefit from the measures required for women in all their diversity, and also benefit from targeted measures such as temporary special measures, including statutory quotas or reserve seats, to ensure the proportionate representation of women with disabilities in decision-making system, as the CEDAW committee recently recommended a state party. Once again, thank you, CEDAW committee, for this key general recommendation that states should follow to ensure more representative, more legitimate, and better decision-making in public and political life, and to ensure the respect of women's decisions.